All right. Welcome everybody. So first of all, today's shiur is sponsored by Henry and Mindy Orlinsky, Lezecha Nishmas Menachem Yitzchak ben Yaakov Yisrael Orlinsky, Henry's father, who I'm proud to say I knew well and thought of as a friend, despite how much older he was than me, a really authentic Jew. So it's a big schos to be able to say shiur le'ilui nishmaso. Okay. Wanted to pick a mitzvah, obviously, from this week's parasha, and also a mitzvah that touches on really, fundamental issues in, I would say, the philosophy of halacha or how we relate to halacha, and really differences between drabbanans and doraisas, and basic issues like that. Okay, the mitzvah of the week is the iser doraisa of Baal Tosif. Hey, we'll pull up the sheet first, just so we could look at the psukim in this week's parasha. Okay, and the Torah says in source number one, "Eis kol hadavar asher anochi mitzaveh eschem, oso tishmeru la'asot." Right, some general statement, and you find many of these statements, general statements in the Torah. You should keep basically the Torah. Then you have lo tosef alav v'lo tigra mimenu. Don't add to it and don't subtract or don't detract from it. Okay? These are halachos. There are two isurim here. Lo tosef is don't add, and lo tigra is don't detract or don't subtract. Now, don't subtract seems pretty easy, right? You can't take away, canceling mitzvahs from the Torah or requiring less than HaKadosh Baruch Hu required. That seems easy. But I want to start with the basic question, and that is, what's wrong with adding to the Torah? Right? I'm doing exactly what the Torah says, plus. What could be wrong with that? Or said a different way, isn't that what chumros are? And generally speaking, we think favorably of chumros. Isn't adding to the Torah a way of being more stringent? Or said a different way, isn't that basically what Chazal do? Right? Chazal say, the Torah said X is Asur. We're going to make a fence around that. We're going to expand that, to 2X. Right? Isn't that what they do? Okay. That's the general philosophic question. The halachic question is, what exactly is the Torah prohibiting here? When the Torah says lo tosef, the Isser of Baal Tosif, what exactly is being prohibited here? We'll come back to that. And the third question we want to deal with, and they're all obviously interrelated, the third question is, and this comes up whenever the Torah doubles up on mitzvos, there are two separate psukim in Sefer Dvarim that prohibit the same thing. Okay, this week's parasha, source number one, Perek Yud Gimel, in Re'eh. And we also read it 2 weeks ago in Va'aschanan, in source number two. Lo tosifu al hadavar asher anochi mitzaveh eschem, v'lo sigru'u mimenu. Do not add on to what I'm commanding you, and don't subtract from it. Rather, lishmor et mitzvot Hashem elokeichem asher anochi mitzaveh etchem. Your job is to keep the mitzvot Hashem that I command you. Okay? So sometimes when the Torah doubles up on mitzvos or on lavim, sometimes the Gemara will say, Chazal will say, lav or all of the no, to make you, if you're over it once, you're over it more than once, or to emphasize the importance. Okay? That's probably not the case here. One thing to notice right away is that although they look exactly the same, they are grammatically different. This week's parsha says, lo tosef alav v'lo tigra mimenu, singular. The psukim in Va'aschanan said, lo tosifu al hadavar asher anochi mitzaveh etchem v'lo tigra'u mimenu, plural. Okay, the question we'll come back to is there a difference between the singular and the plural? It's something that comes up more often than you would think in the Torah. Can you be medayek from the grammar? In substance, it's the same, but the grammar might clue us in to a difference in how we understand the mitzvos. Okay, let's start at the very beginning. The general understanding of the prohibition of Baal Tosif, of adding, is what people call Baal Tosif de Cheftza, the Isser Cheftza. What does that mean? It means changing or adding to the basic elements of a mitzvah. And Rashi, right there in this week's parsha, says, what's an example of Baal Tosif? I'm sorry, this is not Rashi in this week's parsha. This is Rashi in Va'ez Chanan, but I could have quoted Rashi from this week's parsha again. Kigon Chamesh Parshiot B'Tfilin. Okay, everybody knows that our tefillin have four parshios. So somebody says to himself, you know, I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. I don't know, I love the Akedah. It's my favorite parsha in the Torah. I'm going to have special tefillin. It will have the four parshios, and I'll add my own favorite. Or, Chameshet Minim Belulav. Right? Okay, I know I have to take a lulav and hadasim and aravos and an esrog, but you know what? I love mangoes, right? I'm going to hold a mango also along with the other four. Chamesh Tzitziot, right? My garment has five corners. I'm going to put tzitzis on each of the five. Rashi says, based on Gemaros, and this is the dominant position in halacha, these are examples of the Isser de'oraisa of Baal Tosif. Right? Whereas you might have thought, why would the Torah care if in addition to the Dalet Minim, I'm also holding something else? The answer is, that's an Isser de'oraisa of Baal Tosif. On the one hand, I understand it. On the other hand, I don't know. You know, isn't there a way for us to sort of include our own individual things in mitzvos, right? I understand if you told me, listen, I don't like all four parshos in Shema, so I'm changing them. No, that's obviously wrong. Or I'm leaving one of them out. Of course not. You know, I don't like aravos. No, but here you're doing the mitzvah exactly as described, plus you're adding to the mitzvah something unique or something individual. That is generally understood as the Isser d'Oraisa of Baal Tosif. And a really good example is found in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah in source number 4, Daf Chav Chesam and Beis. Masiv Ram Shman Bar Abba. Minayin l'kohen sha'ole l'duchan. How do I know that a kohen who's going up l'duchan, duchan literally means, you know, the platform. We just call it duchaning because they go up. Shelo yomar. Such a person should not say, Hoil v'nitzna li Torah rishut livarech et Yisrael, since the Torah gave me permission or commanded me to bless the Jewish people, osif bracha achat mishali. After I finish saying Yivarecha, Ya'er, and Yisa, I'm going to add my own bracha. It's not even his own, Kigon. I'm going to add the psukim. Hashem Elokei Avotechem Yosef Alechem Kachem Elef Pamim Vivarech Eschem Kasher Diber Lachem. Right? Those are psukim from the Torah, and they're beautiful, and they lead to multiple blessings. Talmud Lomar says, the Gemara, Lo Tosifu Al Hadavar. You're not allowed to add to the object, to the thing. Okay? Again, this turns out to be an Isser d'Oraisa. And there are other examples. Zrikas Dam Al HaMizbeach, if you have to do it four times, or two, that's four. And you do extras, that might be a problem with Baal Tosif as well. There are two other potential contexts within this approach to Baal Tosif, what we would call the Isser Cheftza, the changing of the object. And the context of this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, just there wasn't enough room to put it all there. The context of this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is Hayashen Besukah Bishmini. We all know, okay. We in Israel all know that Sukkot is a seven-day holiday and that the eighth day is a different holiday. It's called Shmini Atzeres, and there's absolutely no mitzvah to sit in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. And the Gemara says a person who sleeps in a sukkah on the eighth day of Sukkot with the intention of being Yotzei, the mitzvah of sukkah, that's an Isser d'Oraisa of Baal Tosif. Again, it's not Baal Tosif Bechevtza, you're not changing the object. It's what we would call Baal Tosif Bizman, right? The mitzvah is a seven-day mitzvah. You've now expanded it to be an eight-day mitzvah. That's an Isser d'Oraisa of Baal Tosef. Okay, there's another context in which, you know, Poskim talk about this, and that's in the context of expanding a mitzvah to include people who are not otherwise intended to be included in Minat Torah, but that's a really difficult area. I don't think we have to go there. So basically, we start off with the dominant shita. What's the simple pshat in the pasuk according to a number of gemaros? When the gemara says lo tosefa lo velo tigram, and don't add and don't detract, it's talking about the definition of a mitzvah. When the Torah says the mitzvah is four minim, when the Torah says the mitzvah is three brachos of birchas kohanim, when the Torah says the mitzvah is four strings on four corners, and you add or subtract, you are being over an Issa D'oraisa.
Eli, it's like the Gemara talks about the person that's davening Shmon Esrei, Hakel Agadol Agiba Vanora, and he wants to add his own things, and they say, you can stop because, you know, if once you start, there's no end to it. So it's the same thing here.
I hear what you're saying. I'm not sure. I want to come to the philosophy a little bit later. I hear what you're saying. I don't know if it's exactly the same, but maybe. Okay, but at least here, the definition is clear, right? You are changing the definition of a mitzvah d'oraisa. Jackie wants to say, because it has to do with you trying to individualize. Who knows? It doesn't matter, right? It's hard for me to imagine a big movement of people who want to sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, right? I don't think that the big fear of liberal Judaism or who knows what side, it seems weird to me, okay? And the example in the Gemara about the Kohen, it really seems positively motivated, right? I really want to do it. Okay, anyway, that's clear. And that's the basic dominant position in Rishonim, in Poskim. The Rambam has what, you know, I would have, if I didn't know anything, I would have guessed the Rambam's Shita. The Rambam has an incredibly original Shita, which has also been accepted because it's the Rambam and it's so compelling. The Rambam thinks the focus on the Chavtza Shel Mitzvah is misplaced. And here he goes. Source number 5. This is the Rambam Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Bet, Halacha Tet. The Rambam says, Ho'il v'yesh lebeitin ligzor v'le'esar davar hamutar v'ya'amot isuro ledorot. Bezdin has the job of prohibiting things and permitting things, and when they do it, it's permanent. V'chein yesh lahem lahatir yisurei Torah lefi sha'ah. And similarly, Bezdin has the power to be matir certain things temporarily. Says the Rambam, wait, if that's true, mahu zeh shehizhira Torah lo tosefa lav v'lo tigra mimenu. The Rambam understands the pasuk as meaning you're not allowed to add on Isurim. It's not the Chavtza. The Rambam isn't worried about changing Dalet Minim to 5 Minim. The Rambam thinks the Torah is saying, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, this is the Torah. We don't need your help, right? Don't add and don't subtract to it. And the Rambam is bothered because the Rambam says, wait, isn't that the job of, let's say, Beis Din HaGadol? Forget rabbis, forget Chazal. Isn't that the job of Beis Din HaGadol? And the Rambam thinks that it is. And we're now going to read, it's fascinating Rambam. We're now going to read what the Rambam thinks the classic example of Baal Tosef is. I skipped a little bit, but here we go. End of the second line, Ketzad. Here's the example. Hare katuv batorah lo tivashel gedi b'chalevimo. A pasuk in this week's parasha, the Torah says, right? Literally, don't cook the kid, the baby, whatever, goat, in its mother's milk, which is not something, wouldn't be very limiting to us, right? It doesn't stop cheeseburgers. Nah. Mi pia shmua lamdu, mi durabana asor, well, Torah Shabbat, let's say, halacha moshe misina, we learned, shizeha katuv asar levashel v'le'echol basar b'chalav. No, it's not just the mother and its child. It's any mixing of meat and milk. Bein bisar behema, whether it's a domesticated animal, bein bisar chayal, wild animal, they're prohibited minat Torah. But now says the Rambam, and if any of you didn't know this before, I'm sorry to drop this on you now. Aval basar ha'of, chicken, mutar b'chalav minat Torah. Chicken and milk is absolutely mutar minat Torah. Now, where's Baal Tosef? Rambam says, im yavo beitin v'yatir basar chaya b'chalav, harei ze goreya. If a Bezdin comes and says, you know what, you could eat wild animals with milk, that's an Isur Dorais of Baal Tigra. You're taking away an Isur Torah. Here's our point. V'im ye'esor b'sar ha'of. But if a Bezdin comes and says, v'yomar, shehu b'chlal ha'gidi, v'hu asur min ha'torah, harei ze mosif. The Rambam says, if a Bezdin says, chicken and milk is an Isur d'oraisa, that's an Isur d'oraisa of Baal Tosef. Because chicken and milk is not an Isur d'oraisa, it's an Isur d'rabbanan. Right? The Rambam's example is fascinating because the Rambam, I promise you, did not eat chicken and milk. Right? The Rambam took d'rabbanan seriously, as do we. For example, you know, when you look in Shulchan Aruch, generally, halachos are not identified as d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. Because in the world we live in, we observe d'oraisas and d'rabbanans. It's true. Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra, sveika d'rabbanan l'kula, but that's a detail. For the most part, we take d'rabbanans as seriously as d'oraisas. And yet the Rambam says, if a Bezdin announces that chicken and milk is asur min ha-Torah, that Bezdin is over on the Issur d'oraisa of Baal Tosef, because chicken and milk is not asur min ha-Torah. But what are they supposed to do? Says the Rambam, aval, im amar b'sar ha'of mutar min ha-Torah, if they say, listen, chicken and milk is mutar min ha-Torah, va'anu ne'esor oto, but we plan to prohibit it, v'nodiya la'am shehu gzeira shelo yavo min ha-davar chova, and we tell the people, here's why we're doing it. You know why? And the Rambam now explains. Because you could confuse chicken with meat. And then you would start, you know, rolling back the chiyuv. Watch this. V'yomar, you'll say, ha'of mutar mipi shalon nitparesh kach, mipnei shalon nitparesh. A person would say, you know why chicken and milk is mutar? Because it doesn't prohibit it in the Torah. Kach ha'chaya mutar shalon nitparesha. So to wild animals, because they're not explained. V'yavo acher lomar af basar behema mutar chutz min ha'ez. Somebody else will say, all behemoths are really mutter with milk except for the goat. V'yavo acher lomar af basar ha'ez mutar b'chalav. So no, goats also, but para, and right? On and on. The Rambam says, because the pasuk itself doesn't really say anything. It says, lo tvashel gidi b'chalev imo. So therefore, Chazal felt the need to build a fence around it. L'fikach, ne'esor kol basar b'chalav afilu basar of. Ein zem mosif. Says the Rambam, that's their job. Bezdin is not allowed to pretend that something is us or min ha-Torah. They have to tell the truth. They have to say, chicken and milk is mutter min ha-Torah. But we're concerned that you'll confuse chicken with other types of meat, and that will lead to all kinds of big problems. Therefore, midirabbanan, the din is that chicken and milk are prohibited. Now, again, the Rambam, one second. The Rambam picked an example where there's really no halachic nafkamina. It's not like if you look in the Rambam elsewhere, he tells you, you have to wait 6 hours between meat and milk, but if it's chicken, you know, you don't really have to. No, we treat chicken and milk the way we treat meat and milk. But the Rambam thinks it's critical that we understand that one is d'oraisa and one is a d'rabbanan. I want to just annoy as many people as I can. So let me give you another example. Now, we see this all the time nowadays, and I don't want this to become the topic of the shiur, but I want to put it out there, right? Things that are, nowadays, we live in a time where, certainly if you read the posters in Mea Shearim, which I probably do much more than you, you know, there's no drabanans anymore. Okay, for example, a smartphone is an Isur d'oraisa. Now, I think to myself that it's true. I think saying that a smartphone is asur min ha-Torah is asur min ha-Torah. Not because a smartphone is, but because that's an Isur d'oraisa of Baal Tosef. I think the Rambam would say, You want to aser a smartphone, aser it. But aser it midrabanan. Now, maybe there's some theory, I'm exaggerating, maybe there's some theory under which, you know, it could be aser minat Torah for those who believe it. I don't know. But I think the Rambam was very focused on not exaggerating isurim. It ought to be enough that it's aser midrabanan. Who did I cut off before? Okay.
Henry. Is there a chiluk between the different mitzvahs that you're developing? There's certain mitzvahs that are, you know, lifestyle mitzvahs and mitzvahs that, you know, we have to do and we, you know, we can create gedarim. And there's certain mitzvahs that, you know, we don't even understand what they accomplish. And by any type of manipulation of them, then it would change whatever purpose of Kodesh Baruch Hu put those mitzvahs
I agree with you. It wasn't what I was trying to say, but I agree with you, right? I think that there could be a risk. It's probably the case that we don't really find gedarim around chukim because we don't understand them to begin with, right? Min HaTorah, it's a good example. Min HaTorah, you know, wool and linen is an Isser Daraisa. You don't find Chazal showing up and saying, well, you know what? Cotton is much like wool nowadays, so maybe we should have a Gzeira Drabana. You may be onto something. It wasn't at all what I meant to say, but you may be onto something. Okay, now, I have to admit that the Rambam Shita is the Rambam Shita, obviously. And it's, you know, it's well known. But there's a big discussion where the Rambam got it from. There's not a single Gemara that I know of. I don't know that many Gemaras, but I read a lot of things. No one seems to know, you know, the specific Gemara where the Rambam got it from. So where would he have gotten it from? Well, one thing is, I think it's probably the simple reading of the Psukim, right? Lo tosifu ala davar, don't add. What does it mean adding? So, okay, so one approach is, now adding means changing the mitzvah. But if you ask me, the simple pshat is, don't add mitzvahs, right? God, you know, God did it himself. God knows what's good and what's bad. He doesn't need your help. But the second drasha, it's the Vilna Gaon who said this first, although he said it backwards. And since then, other people have said it. Rav Asher Weiss has a piece on this also. Remember we mentioned at the beginning that the mitzvah is given in two different parshios, right? In our parsha, in Va'aschanan, it's given in the singular, lo tosefa lo v'lo tigram imenu. And in Re'eh, it's given in the plural, lo tosifu ala davar v'lo tigru'u mimenu. What does that mean? So generally speaking, when mitzvos in the Torah are written in the plural, we understand them to be mitzvah al kol echad ve'echad. It's an individual mitzvah. So for example, ulikachtem lachem mimacharat ha-shabbat priyei tzadar, right? Not macharat, ulikachtem lachem bayom ha-rishon priyei tzadar. Each one of us individually, not bezdin, each one of us individually has to take the dalad minim. Usfartem lachem imacharat ha-shabbat miyom ha-vechem ratom ha-tenufa. Usfartem lachem, plural. Each one of us has to count Sfira Sa'omer. As opposed to, v'safarta lecha sheva shabtot shanim, Bezdin has a mitzvah to count years to the Yovel. Generally speaking, we understand that mitzvahs written in the plural apply to each of us. It's not 100%. And mitzvahs written in the singular apply to Bezdin as our representatives. So Achronim point out the following. One mitzvah might be lo tosifu plural, lo tigru, plural, meaning each of us is prohibited from adding on or subtracting from mitzvah satorah. And that's basically the shita that Rashi quotes, and that's what you find in the Gemara. But the Rambam never quotes the pasuk in source number 2 from Va'aschanan. The Rambam quotes our pasuk from Re'eh, singular, lo tosefa lo v'lo tigram imenu. Look in the Rambam that we just quoted in number 5, right? I cleverly bolded it. The Rambam quotes, lo tosefa lo v'lo tigram imenu. It appears one other place in the Rambam. The Rambam, before the Yad HaChazaka and the introduction, has a quick list of the 613 mitzvot, and there he says, source number 6, Kol elu ha-mitzvot shenidchadshu chayavim anu lekablem u'lishomrim. Right, we have to keep all the mitzvot. Shenemar, oh, we have to keep even drabanan. Shenemar lo tosur mikol ha-davar sheyagidu l'cha yamin u'smol. We're commanded, minat Torah, to listen to Chazal. And now the Rambam again mentions our point. He says, ve'einam tosefet al mitzvat ha-Torah. Drabanans are not a violation of Baal Tosif. By the way, again, singular, the source being Va'eschanan, right? Just like the Rambam in the bolded language in Hilchos Mamrim quotes the pasuk from Va'eschanan, singular, so too in the introduction to Sefer HaMitzvos, he quotes the pasuk singular from Va'eschanan, lo tosei v'lo tigra. I'll just add here, because I think it's cool. You know, there are two ways to say this, to say, oh, the Rambam wanted to make it clear to us that his source was the singular Lashon in Va'eschanan, and that's why he quotes it. As I have to say, my sense is no. The Rambam quoted it because he knew that that was his source. I don't think the Rambam was trying to clue us in. I think sometimes the greatest diyukim in the Rambam didn't intend. He just wrote naturally. It just came out of him. Of course he quotes the Pasuk in Va'eschanan, because that's our source. The source of what's called Baal Tosif Dehora'ah, that Bezdin is not allowed to make up new deoraisas, that's the singular language of lo tosei v'lo tigra, which refers not to individual Jews, but to Bezdin. Okay, and the Rambam just continues, shelo yihyeh navi rashai lechadesh davar, right, a navi is not allowed to make up a mitzvah, v'lo masha kadosh baruch hu tzivahu b'mitzvah zo, a navi is not allowed to make up a mitzvah, because that would be Baal Tosif. Okay, we don't have to read more in the Rambam. So basically, the proposal is, and that's what most Achronim say, in the absence of a real source, the Rambam's source for how he understands the mitzvah of Baal Tosif, namely, that Bezdin can't make up new mitzvahs to Oraisa, that source is the second set of psukim that deal with Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra, but that deal with them in the singular, which means it applies to Bezdin. Okay, presumably, by the way, an individual couldn't be over this Isser. If this Lumdus is real, you know, if I got up and said chicken and milk was an Isser Doraisa, I'd be saying something that isn't true. But it's not clear that I'd be over the Isser, only Bezdin, probably. Okay, on that Rambam, the Ravid lets us know that he thinks the Shita Saram is nonsense. The Ravid says, it's Perek Bet Alacha Tes of this Rambam, I just stuck something in between, source number 7, Amar Avram, I'm afraid to translate. I don't know. He's blowing smoke. Shekol davar shegazru alav va'asru lisyag ulu mishmeret shel Torah ein bo mishum lo tosef. Says the Rabbi, what's the Rambam talking about? Anytime Chazal come along and make a gzera or make a harchaka, they're doing their job. It can't be that that's kind of iser, that that's any kind of iser. Afilu kva'uhu l'dorot va'asru kishel Torah. Even if they pretended it was Doraisa, v'samchu l'mikra. The Rabbi says, Chazal are allowed to use psukim to prove, you know, drabanan. Ki da'ashkechan nekama duchtim idrabanan, ukra asmachto ba'alma. The Rabbi says, look in plenty of Gemaros, right? There's plenty of Gemaros in which the source for something is a pasuk. And then the Gemara will say, this mitzvah is a drabanan. So the Gemara asks, wait, if the mitzvah is a drabanan, how could there be a pasuk? And the answer is, it's an asmachta ba'alma. Now the question becomes, what does it mean? What's an asmachta ba'alma? What does the Ravid mean? What does the Gemara mean when it says that it's really a drabanan, but Chazal are using a pasuk? Okay? So, the Ravid says, basically, the Rama made the whole thing up. There's absolutely nothing wrong with Chazal or Bezdin HaGadol adding to or subtracting from the Torah. That's their job. So what is the Isser for the Ravid? Probably Rashi. The Isser is changing the Cheftz Shel Mitzvah, right? 3 parshios or 5 parshios of Shema, right? Adding to or taking away from the Dalet Minim. That's the Isser Baal Tosif. But when you're talking about Chazal, Chazal have a right, not only a right, Chazal have an obligation to expand on the Torah or to subtract from it when and as necessary. Okay, so he rejects the Rambam completely. Now, I don't think the Rambam has to be very bothered by this. I think the Rambam would simply answer the Ravid and say, everything you say about the job of Chazal is true except for one part. And that is, Chazal have to be honest. They can come and they can add and they can subtract, but they have to say, we're doing this ourselves. It's not Minat Torah. They have to say, yeah, you're not allowed to eat chicken and milk, but you're not allowed to eat chicken and milk because we say so, not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. Okay? The Ramban in Va'es Chanan basically quotes both Shitos. So you know that at least for the Ramban, and I think for most other poskim, most other Mefarshim, most other Rishonim and Achronim, it's not a choice. I think most people basically come out that there are two types of Baal Tosif. So here the Ramban says in source number 8, Lo Tosif, first he quotes Rashi, right? Chamesh Parshios Bitfilin, Chamisham Minim Belulav, Chamesh Tzitziyot, etc. He says that's a Sifra that you're not allowed to add, you're not allowed to detract. And then he quotes the Gemara that the Kohanim can't add to Birchas Kohanim. And then he adds, as we mentioned before, Aval. Lo be'ele bilvad amru, not just these cases. Ela af hayoshen besukah b'shmini b'kavana lokeh. A person who sleeps in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, trying to expand sukkahs to 8 days, that's an issur d'oraisa. Okay. V'chein im ya'aseh hachag shisha over b'lav hazeh. Okay. And also, if you took it back and you only kept sukkahs for 6 days, that too would be bal tigra. But now he moves, that's Rashi, but now he moves over to the Rambam. Ulefi dati, says the Ramban, and according to what I really think, afilu badal la'asot mitzvah bifnei atzmo, kigon she'asa chag b'chodesh badal milibo b'yiravam, Yiravam, when he wanted to establish an alternate Beis HaMikdash, made up a new holiday, says the Ramban, over Balav. No, if you make up a new holiday, that's an issur d'oraisa of Baal Tosif. And the Ramban clues us in now on something that we should have all been thinking about. V'kach amru l'inyan mikra Megillah. In the Gemara in Megillah, there's a huge fight about the introduction of Kriyas HaMegillah, and by extension, the introduction of a new holiday into the Jewish cycle of holidays. You have to realize something. Until Purim came, there was no such thing as a Drabanan holiday at all, right? There's high holy days, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and Shalosh Regalim. Now, all of a sudden, Mordechai and Esther show up, and they say, we want a new book in Tanakh called Megillat Esther, and we want there to be a mitzvah Drabanan of a holiday that you have to read it on. And the Gemara there says, 180 prophets existed. They didn't add anything. They didn't subtract anything from the Torah. All of a sudden, now you're coming and you want to introduce a new mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. My darsh. So the Gemara goes on and explains. Well, they darshan. Ma me avdus lecheiros. When we left Egypt, we weren't at risk of death. We were just slaves. If you go from slavery from freedom, you have to say Hallel, Mi Misa Lechayim, Haman's going to exterminate us. Now we're going to be saved. Obviously, that should also require a praise of God. But the Gemara was basically bothered by, how do you make up a new holiday, right? And if it wasn't for Purim, there'd be no Chanukah. And if it wasn't for Chanukah, even the discussion of days like Yom Ha'atzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim, for whatever they're worth, you know, there'd be nothing to talk about. But Chazal were able to identify a way to introduce a new holiday without sort of putting other holidays at risk, or without risk of confusing between the other holidays. A bunch of people say this, the Rav said it, I remember this, that Mordechai and Esther asked for a holiday with an Isser Malacha. In the Megillah, the first time it says, La'asosam yimei yamim tovim. But Chazal said no. And that's why there's no Isser Malacha on Purim. Because it seems obvious that if there was an Isser Malacha, it would really look like, you know, what's the difference between Purim and Shavuos? So they gave them half a pie. They gave them a mitzvah drabanan of Kriyas HaMegillah, which allowed for a mitzvah drabanan of Hadlakas Neros Chanukah, but they didn't give them the Isser Malacha. This is a side idea, but I once heard this from Rav Meidan, really very creative. You know, Purim could be, if you look in the Mishnais, right? It can be on Yud Aleph, Yud Bet, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tet Vav, depending on Yom HaKnisa. Rav Meidan thought that that also served to undermine the importance of Purim, right? Pesach can't fall out on a bunch of days. You can't eat matzah whenever you want. You can't sit in a sukkah whenever you want. And so he thought that Chazal introduced this idea of the ability to read Megillas Esther on multiple days to make it clear that it's a drabanan and not a d'oraisa. He expanded that to say, you know, interestingly, that Yom Ha'atzmon and Yom Yerushalayim also fall out on all kinds of days. It's rare for Yom Ha'atzmon to fall out on the 5th. It's rare for Yom Yerushalayim to fall out on the 28th for all different reasons. But that also serves to allow a holiday that doesn't, that won't be confused with, you know, something that's Minat Torah. Okay, let's come back to the main point. The Ravid asked on the Rambam, it's just an interesting question. The Ravid said, what about all these Gemaros that say something is a Drabanan and the Pasuk is just an Asmachta? So the question is, and we see this all the time, so we'll just point it out because it's famous. What does an Asmachta mean? So most of us would say, based on our, you know, whatever little bit we've learned, an Asmachta is like a mnemonic. An Asmachta is a way to help you remember a mitzvah drabanan, but it's not really the source. Okay? There's a famous Ritva that strongly disagrees with that approach. Okay? The Ritva says, what does the Gemara mean when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki'ilu said, you know, Imru Lefanai Malchiyot V'Zichronot V'Shofarot, he says, Shekol Mashiyesh Lo Asmachta Min HaPasuk, anything that has a source in a Pasuk, Heir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sheraui La'asod Kein. It's God's way of saying you should do it. Ela Shelo Kavu Chova, but God didn't require it. Umisaro LaChachamim. He left it for Chachamim to darshan. V'zeh Davar Barur Ve'emet. Meaning, he says, Asmachtos are real. Asmachta is a drasha that God put into the Torah that we were able to discover. V'lo kidivrei ha-mefarshim ha-asmachtot shehu kiderech siman shenatnu chachamim. Not like we would think, not like other people think, that asmachta is kind of a mnemonic, it helps us remember. V'lo shekavanat ha-torah lekach, but not because the Torah really meant it. And he says, chas v'shalom yishtaka ha-davar v'lo yomar, you can't say such a thing. Strong words. He says, to say that an asmachta is just a mnemonic is minut or minus. What's minus? It's kind of below being an apikores, but it's a pretty bad thing. Okay? Now, the Ritva knew, I'm quite sure, the Ritva knew that the Rambam thought that asmachtos were mnemonics. The Rambam says it clearly. The Rambam says it in the Hakdamah, to the Perish HaMishnais, which isn't on my Bar Ilan, but I word searched it, and I found it in the Shalah. Who's the Shalah? Doesn't matter. Only interesting that yesterday on our family vacation, we went to the Kever HaRambam, where the Shalah is also buried. Okay? But not for now. Makes it more meaningful. He says, V'arambam b'haktamat zra'im piresh, davar, what's an asmachta? Davar she'in lo remez b'pasuk. It's not the meaning of the pasuk. Rak nismecha zot ha-mitzvah, L'zeh ha-pasuk l'siman. No, Chazal found a pasuk to hang their hat on to help us remember the Isser. Kidei she'yehein no davin nizkar, so we'll remember it. Ve'eino me'inyan akatov. That's a fundamental machlokes, you know, in approach to the Rabbanans and in the approach to drashos. Says the Rambam, who, as we've seen already, cares deeply that there be a difference between the Oraisas and the Rabbanans. So the Rambam says, you know what? Chazal are allowed to use psukim to help us remember things. But it's not because that's what the pasuk means. It's a complete drabanan. Okay? Sometimes that's confusing when you're learning, because when you see a pasuk, your immediate reaction is, oh, it must be a doraisa. But the Ritva says no, chas v'shalom. An asmachta means that's what God intended. Okay, he doesn't say it specifically or explicitly, but that's what he intended. Chazal came and they found that hidden meaning in the pasuk. But the Ritva thinks that's really God's will. Okay, for the Rambam, absolutely not. And the Rambam, well, he didn't know that the Ritva called him a min because he lived before the Ritva. But I don't think it would have bothered him at all. The Rambam thinks Chazal are allowed to come and create, you know, Isurim and new mitzvos, and they're allowed to use psukim to do it so long as they make clear that it's an asmachta. It's not really what the pasuk says. It's just a way to help us remember. Okay? It could be that the most comfortable place to be is between the Rambam and the Ritva, because sometimes you see asmachtos and you really want them to be pshat in the pasuk, but let's leave that. Let's go to our last point, and that is the philosophy. What's the problem? What would be so bad if I was a Kohen? I'm not. And I'm duchening, and I'm so moved by the sight of all these people under their talesim, right? That's the cool thing. I always imagine that Kohanim could look, and we can't. I want to bless them more. What's so bad about that? Okay? Two shitos, the Chinuch and the Rambam. They're not so different, but they're different enough that I think they represent two different approaches. Says the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tuf Nun Dalet, the Mitzvah of Baal Tosef, or the Isra of Baal Tosef. He says, Mishar Sheha Mitzvah, the rationale for the Mitzvah. Ki Ha'adon HaMitzvah Ve'otanu Ala Torah Baruch Hu, the Master who commands us to keep the Torah, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Tachlit HaShleimut, he is the ultimate in perfection. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect in a way that the word perfect can't describe. V'chol ma'asav, v'chol tzivuyav heim shleimim v'tovim. And all of his commands, right, and all of his mitzvos are perfectly good. V'hatosefet bahem, to add to a mitzvah satorah, is a chisaron. Right? Because when you add to a mitzvah satorah, you are trying to improve on perfection. V'chol shekein hagiraon, obviously if you subtract it from it. V'zed davar barurhu. In other words, says the Chinuch, right? And maybe this touches back on the point Henry tried to raise. The reason for every mitzvah at core, and this is something I heard from Rabbi Lichtenstein many times, the reason for every single mitzvah, both mishpatim that we understand and chukim that we don't, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. That's it. It's the reason for every single mitzvah. Now, on top of that, there are a lot of things that we understand, right? I understand that the mitzvah of kibud av va'em is valuable in all these different ways. I understand the mitzvah of tzedakah is valuable in all these different ways. But at core, the reason why I give tzedakah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to give tzedakah. Just like, you know, that's an easy mitzvah, right? Just like the reason why I wave a lulav with three other species, and I'll be honest with you, I don't understand it at all, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to. And says the Chinuch, the second I start tinkering with that, adding or subtracting, at core what I'm saying is, I don't believe that God's command was perfect. I believe that I can improve on God's command. And when you phrase it that way, you know, there's nothing much to talk about, right? Obviously, a Kohen was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say these three blessings, not more and not less. And any attempt to do more or less is basically saying, you know, either I don't believe that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah, or I believe that I can improve on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's demand. And if you think you can improve on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's demand, right, the Chinuch says, that's an Isser D'Oraisa of Baal Tosef. So at core, right, the reason for every mitzvah is because God commanded us to. I heard Pshat, this is, in yeshiva people say this, that on Rav Lichtenstein's notebooks in college, he always wrote on the cover, Tuv tam vadas lamdeni, ki b'mitzvotecha ha'emanti. We all know this pasuk because we say it before shofar. Okay? I once heard Rav Schechter say, what's pshat? Tuv tam vadas lamdeni. We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, teach us the secrets of your Torah. You know why? Ki b'mitzvotecha ha'emanti, because I already believe. I'm already doing all the mitzvos. So the Chinuch says, but if you think you can improve on a mitzvah, it means either you don't think God gave it, or worse, you think you can improve on God. Okay, that's a really, really powerful and simple explanation for the mitzvah. The Rambam goes in a different direction. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, okay, take it for what it's worth, the Rambam hedges his bets, and he says something very interesting. He says, Omar, I'll tell you the following. Ki ka'asher yeda ha'elokim yitbarach. Shemishpite zot ha'torah yitztarchu b'chol zman lefi hitchalef ha'mikomot v'hachidushim u'lefi hanire min ha'inyonim lehosif al kitzatam v'ligroa mikzatam. Says the Rambam, and the Rambam, I don't think he would write this way in the Yad HaChazaka, but he says this in the Mora. He says, God knew from the start that the world changes and that, you know, the Torah, or say it this way, that the Torah would need to be refined, updated, say whatever, you know, all the words sound offensive, but do it in a way that we understand, right? God knew that one day there was going to be electricity. God knew that one day there was going to be airplane travel. But it wouldn't have made any sense if he wrote in the Torah, for people who don't understand it, by the way, when I say, Lo tevaru eish b'chol moshvotechem b'yom ha-shabbat, I mean electricity. Wouldn't have meant anything. So the Rambam says, God knew that the Torah would, in air quotes, need help. So he's here min ha-tosefet u'min ha-migra'at. First he told us, you can't add to the Torah and you can't subtract. Why? And here's the line. Ki hayazem mevi lehefseid zidrei haTorah ulehaamin ba she'eino me'eita eloka. Because if somebody comes along and says in a form of, you know, that this is asur min haTorah, but it wasn't, and everybody knows it wasn't, it's Chazal's job to say that it's asur min haTorah. I'm sorry, it's Chazal's job to say that it's asur, but the Rambam says, once you start stretching the Torah, you call the whole authenticity of the Torah into question. The Rambam says it's true. Chazal have to help. Chazal have to update. Chazal have to tell us, you know, what do you do if you fly back and forth over the timeline, right? That could not have been addressed in the Torah. I'm adding that, but I think that's what the Rambam meant. That's their job. But if they say that what they're saying is min haTorah and it's not, the Rambam's concern is not like the Chinuch's. The Chinuch says it's a challenge to God, but the Rambam says it's a challenge to the authenticity of the Torah. If the Rabbanan, if Chazal are not careful enough when they say things to be able to distinguish between the Oraisas and the Rabbanans, the whole thing is now at risk. You with me? He's not worried about a challenge to God. He's worried that other people are going to come along and say, oh, if you're claiming that this is the Rabbanan, and again, I think we see it b'zman hazeh. You know, I think it's completely fine for rabbis to prohibit things. I think they have to be careful to prohibit it as their understanding of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want, as opposed to as an actual issur d'oraisa. Because the Rambam says, once you start expanding everything, then people correctly show up and challenge it and say, if that's not the authentic word of God, then maybe what you're, maybe the actual Torah, maybe Shabbos isn't the authentic word of God. And so the Rambam is very, very worried about that. And so on the one hand, he understands there's a role of Chazal. The Torah ki'ilu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'ilu needs help for the Torah to be updated in some way in every generation. But it has to be done with absolute honesty and authenticity. Because if not, the authenticity of the Torah is at stake. And the way to do that, says the Rambam, is to be clear. This is a d'oraisa. This is a d'rabbanan. A cheeseburger is an issur d'oraisa. a chicken burger, I don't know what you call them exactly, but a chicken with cheese, that's an issur d'rabbanan. They're both usur, but they're usur in different ways. And now I'm expanding a tiny bit, but I think the Rambam was not afraid. I think in our time, you know, rabbinic Judaism has become sort of like a negative term. Oh, it's like it's not authentic Judaism. I think the Rambam is saying, no, rabbinic Judaism is authentic Judaism. It's just different than the Oraisos. And, you know, Chazal have this job, and it could be that in generations like ours, we don't have the authority to change things that cry out for changes. And that's life. We're frozen. We don't have a Beis Din HaGadol. And by the way, it's both L'chumra and L'kula. I've heard Rav Gigi say this many times, but it's a great, he says, you know, everybody thinks when Mashiach comes, there are going to be all these kulos. When Mashiach comes, you know, he's going to fix the aguna problem. Okay? I think he's right. I hope he's right. But he says, but there's going to be tons of chumras as well. Go back to last week. Rav Gigi said many times, he's sure. What he thinks, when Mashiach comes, he's going to give us the bad news. If you eat an entree, you eat, what's the first course called?
Appetizer.
Then, thank you, Morty. And then the main and dessert. Mashiach's going to tell us, by the way, you have to bench. Yeah, the whole no eating bread thing, that's a scam. That wasn't what God meant. Whatever. These things will happen when they happen. You know, we can do them on our own so long as, you know, we're not overstepping any boundaries, right? There are certain things we can't be matir on our own. But the chumras we could do on our own. So basically, we started with the pasuk in this week's parsha of Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra. We saw that it appears twice. There are two basic approaches in halacha. One is what we called Rashi Shita. It's a change in the definition of a mitzvah, an Isser Chavtza. The other is the Rambam Shita. It's an Isser Hora'a. It's a change. It prohibits us for claiming that things that are drabanan are really d'oraisa, his example being chicken and milk. And again, we see over and over again in the Rambam, his, I don't know how you'd say it, how careful he feels we have to be. And it's interesting because lemaisa doesn't matter. The Rambam thinks there's a huge difference between a d'oraisa and drabanan. How does it play out? It doesn't really. But it matters very, very much that HaKadosh Baruch Hu emphasized this and that Chazal emphasized something else. But that's their job. And according to the Rambam, l'chatchila, God knew that Chazal would have to do that. For the chinuch, no, if I try to change a mitzvah, I'm impugning something less than perfection to God. Again, the fascinating, perhaps, source for the Rambam is the change in grammar from the plural to the singular. Otherwise, I think, you know, the message for us is that rabbinic Judaism is l'chatchila. It was necessary, according to the Rambam. But we really have to be very careful, because the more you start expanding, and this I feel like in my own life, and I've seen it for other people, the more you pretend that things are d'oraisa, if they're not, you're putting the whole Torah at risk. We ought to be self-confident enough to say that there are d'oraisas and d'rabbanans, and we treat them both with the same severity, but they're not think to include this and think to include something else. The Rambam thinks we should spend our lives focused on that, not because there's a halachic nafkamina, but because it makes all the difference in the world, theoretically, what God said and what man said as a supplement to what God said. All right, let's stop here. Everybody have a great, great Shabbos.